The hidden in the cloud part of the online world isn't the only place we can save resources. An estimated 2.5 million tons of computers and other electronic waste are tossed out each year. Only about 25% is recycled. The rest takes up valuable space in landfills and sometimes seeps lead and other hazardous chemicals into the ground and water supply. One Pittsburgh nonprofit's found a way to reduce that toxic load and help people too. We first aired this story from the Allegheny Front's Kara Holsoppel last year.
A few students are gathered in the computer lab of an after-school program south of Pittsburgh. It's almost the last day before summer vacation, so it's a little quieter than usual.
I'm not really sure what my level is right now. I think I'm on level two, so.
Eighth grader Jordan Harris is furiously pressing keys to keep a virtual rainbow marble from slipping off a maze of platforms in a game called Marble Blast.
There I go again. I'm like the master of falling off cliffs. Sheesh.
Harris's marble is falling into oblivion on one of 10 computers donated by Computer Reach, a Pittsburgh nonprofit that refurbishes older model computers, mostly Macs, and gives them to community groups that need them. Her computer, which she's named Ruby, came preloaded with educational software and balancing games like Marble Blast. There's one for each kid in this new program for middle school students. Many don't have computers at home or have to share. The computers come from a warehouse in Pittsburgh, stacked from floor to ceiling with neat rows of all the parts needed to build a complete computer: keyboards, screens, cables. That's where Dave Sevick, the head of Computer Reach, makes sure each reused machine is up to snuff.
This little cable right here is the power source. It goes right into the back of the hard drive to power it. So when you turn on your computer, all the components spin up at one time.
Mac consultant Sevick started the organization 11 years ago in his basement with just a few machines found in a dumpster. And he's still pulling out logic boards and replacing old hard drives with faster ones.
Quite simple, and something you can teach to any volunteer that comes here to lend a hand to make this all work.
With the help of volunteers, over 3,000 refurbished computers have new lives in area schools, shelters, and community centers since 2001. Some have been shipped as far as Liberia and El Salvador. Sevick says his group is careful about where the computers end up. When they do reach the end of their usefulness, Sevick says they're recycled responsibly, and that educating the kids and adults who receive the computers is part of closing that loop.
I let them know that these most likely came from Elizabeth School District. They were cleaned by us at Goodwill. The keyboards were tested at Easter Seals. The packing was done from Giant Eagle bags, and explain and tell them we're going to take all of the scraps away so there's no wasted material.
Computer Reach reclaimed about 200 tons of material from the waste stream last year, but it's clear that environmental impact is only part of the equation.
This is a machine that was destined for the trash, but still is going to be used here probably for another 5 or 6 years, and it took us about an hour to get it ready to go help a child. That's what we're all about.
Jordan Harris has seen big benefits from the program. She says it helps to work on math, her least favorite homework, in the lab. And she researches gemstones, a subject she likes much better. But she's also making a connection about the environment. Her serious Marble Blast game face breaks into a big smile when asked how she feels using a refurbished computer.
I try to find ways to help the planet out, and right now we're going to be using bottles to make crafts and stuff for school. I like helping reusing a lot because, you know, it helps.
She says she'll be back again next year for more Marble Blast and homework. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kara Holsoppel.
Since that story first aired last summer, Dave Sevick's team has refurbished another 1,000 computers. He says old machines have been pouring in since Pennsylvania's e-waste law went into effect last month. That bans curbside computer disposal. But Sevick says he can't get the refurbished computers out the door to poor kids very fast because he's seen a shortage in grant money. You're listening to the Allegheny Front.